You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and every month this year we will be catching up with the visionary CEO Fiona Sanford to find out what they are up to, and each month we will be joined by a very special guest to highlight some of the amazing work that's being done across the sight loss sector. So joining myself and Fiona today is Hayley Grocock, the CEO of Wakefield District Sight Aid. Thank you both very much for joining me. So let's start off with you, Hayley. For anybody who's not aware, can you explain a little bit, first of all, about what Wakefield District Sight Aid do and tell us a little bit about your work?
Yep, sure. So Wakefield District Sight Aid has existed in one form or another for over 150 years. And we're a small sight loss charity that supports anybody living with low vision across the whole of the Wakefield district. So that's quite a large geographical area. And the type of work that we do is very much focused on helping people to come to terms with a diagnosis of sight loss or a worsening of an existing condition, and to support people to live their lives more independently and more confidently and to achieve their goals. So that's why we're here.
And alongside all of that great work that you're doing, you're also working with Visionary, helping to lead the small organisations forums. Can you tell us a little bit about that and about why you feel it's important to be involved in Visionary and in that group in particular?
Yeah, absolutely. So the small organisations forum was one of a number of online support sessions that VisionMe came up with in response to the COVID pandemic, really. So obviously when everything went into lockdown and services were having to be run remotely and some services closed down and staff were working from home and one thing and another, VisionMe very quickly realised that its membership needed support and needed to be able to feel connected to each other. And the Small Organisations Forum was one of the support sessions that VisionMe came up with. And it's an absolutely fantastic space where, in the main, CEOs or general managers of small societies can come together and discuss anything that might be on their minds, really. So as you might imagine, in the beginning of the lockdown situation and when we were first trying to navigate the pandemic, people were very anxious about all kinds of things, about how to continue to support service users when we weren't able to see them face to face, very concerned about how we were going to sustain our small organisations when we couldn't do fundraising, worried about what to do to help and support staff and volunteers. So there's all kinds of things that people were really worried about. And as a small organisation, you often don't have a big team around you to kind of bounce these ideas off. So the idea of the Small Organisations Forum was to give people a safe space where they could come and share some of their concerns and share knowledge and ideas with other people.
And Fiona, Hayley mentioned there right at the beginning that this was set up as a response to COVID. How important was it for you to be able to ensure that the smaller charities and the smaller organisations that you work with felt like they had that connection to other people in similar situations right at the beginning of lockdown?
Oh, yeah. I mean, these small organisations that Hayley has described earlier are so important. They're quite often, as Hayley has said, tiny organisations, less than five staff usually. Some have no staff at all, entirely dependent on volunteers. But oh my goodness, what a difference they make to the communities they work within. They quite often provide lifeline services because they're so connected to the communities that they work within. They're quite often the only organisations that blind and partially sighted people see and have contact with and speak to. So they really are grassroots organisations, so, so important and crucial to the well-being of the people that they work with. So Hayley mentioned the sustainability of these organisations, and that was absolutely critical, particularly at the very outset of COVID, when nobody really knew what we were dealing with or how long we would be dealing with it. One of the things that Hayley said there was the ability for them to feel connected to each other was so important to keep them all, I suppose, to keep the morale up of the staff and the volunteers, of the people who were delivering these frontline services. Often they were just, they were the only people that were taking food in, for example. So it was absolutely crucial that these organisations could find a way to navigate their way through these very uncharted and choppy waters. So we are going to continue this. And really, as I've said so many times in this slot, thanks to the goodwill and generosity of people like Hayley, who give visionaries so much of their time and energy. It certainly, it came out of COVID, as so many of our the sessions that we do, but they've grown since that. And I think what we've all learned from that early experience is the importance of being connected to each other, the importance of sharing, the importance of just letting everybody else know what you're doing, so as we don't reinvent the wheel. And particularly for these tiny organisations, that means that all of the resources are poured into frontline services, as opposed to looking for ways to reinvent something that's already there. So I think that's the power of the Small Organisations Forum. It means that more energy and resources can be diverted to the frontline, which is what these tiny organisations are all about.
Absolutely. I can see you nodding your head along there, Hayley. Has this helped you also to connect? I mean, you're a local charity based in Wakefield District, but has this these groups and Visionary helped you to connect with people from across the country as well, and share ideas with people from different areas and different backgrounds?
Yes, absolutely. So the Small Organisations Forum is open to any Visionary member of a certain size. And so there's members that are focused on delivering sporting activities, in particular London boroughs, for example. There's an organisation that's based in the northeast that operates a specialist telephone befriending service, and that's all they do. They specialise in that particular aspect of support for blind and partially sighted people. So there's so much variety and so much richness within the group. And because it's like a drop-in, you can have a completely different group of people every time. So the conversations are so varied depending on the people that attend and the various questions or concerns that they might bring, that you never know what's going to happen or what little nuggets of helpful information you might find.
It sounds fantastic, the work that you're doing. Sadly, we are running out of time, unfortunately. It's always great to catch up and find out what Visionary and what the Visionary members are doing across the country. But before we run out of time, Fiona, where can we find out more about Visionary and about the work that you do?
So you can find out more about Visionary from www.visionary.org.uk, or you can find us on Twitter.
Great stuff. Thank you, Fiona. And Hayley, where can we find out more about Wakefield District Sighted?
You can find out more about Wakefield District Sighted on www.wdsa.org.uk. And you can also find us on Facebook and Twitter under the handle WD Sight Aid.
Brilliant. Well, thank you both very much for your time.
Thank you
so much, Hayley. Thank you.